This is the West Kent Radio News Feature. Hello, I'm Marion Westrum. Tunbridge Philharmonic Society is an established and well-respected part of musical life in Kent. The orchestra and choir have been performing high-quality music in Tunbridge since 1946, and the new season is now underway. I'm joined by Josephine Willoughby to tell us more.
I've been involved with Tunbridge Philharmonic Society for about 8 years. I've been involved in the marketing and I sing in the choir. I absolutely love it. It's the most amazing group of people who get together on a weekly basis, and we perform at various intervals throughout the year an amazing array of different types of music. And yeah, it's the best organisation to be part of. Great way to make new friends. Can't recommend it more highly.
The new season is now underway. What musical gems can we look forward to in coming weeks and months?
We've got a very exciting new season. It kicks off, firstly, with a very interesting mixture. We're performing Fauré's Requiem and Michael Tippett's A Child of Our Time. Then later in the year, we are performing Family Carols, which is a traditional event which we hold every year jointly with Tunbridge Roundtable. And it's a fundraising event, so all profits raised go to local charities. This year, we'll be supporting West Kent Mind and Hospice in the Weald. In the new year, we're starting off in February with the Rachmaninoff Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. And the soloist for that piano piece of music is our very own John Young Park. And she is a very, very talented musician, and she will be performing with us. We are also doing, in April, in conjunction with the Tunbridge Rotary Club, who are celebrating their centenary, we will be performing Handel's Messiah, which we're very much looking forward to. We've performed this magnificent piece of music on various occasions over the years, and we tend to do it at big events and celebrations, so this is going to be a very interesting performance. In May, there'll be an orchestral concert, and in the summer, we've actually branched out from Tunbridge. We'll be performing at the Unity Hall in Southborough, where we've performed a couple of times over the last few years, a programme of lighter music, which is of more general interest.
Well, tell us a bit more about the musicians of Tunbridge Philharmonic Society.
Well, the best place to start is with our conductor, Naomi Butcher, who is a breath of fresh air to the society. She joined us in, I think it's 2021. She's young and vibrant and full of energy and ideas, and she's introduced some really interesting female modern composers to our repertoire. And then we have a choir, which fluctuates between 70 and 100 people in it. The orchestra is a wonderful part of the society and very, very important to us. There are very few philharmonic societies across the country which have both a choir and an orchestra involved. All of the members of the orchestra are extremely accomplished musicians. Some of them are professional, others are just, you know, grade 8 and above. So we always welcome new members, but they have to really be of a good standard before they would feel able to join in with what goes on in our concerts. We perform, on average, 5 concerts a year, and then we do the family carols in December. It's just a wonderful organisation to be part of, and there's been an awful lot of research, I know, in recent years about how good making music is for the soul and for the spirit, and it does make for a happier person. Anyone is welcome to come along and hear us. We would love to increase the number of people that come to hear us perform.
Josephine Willoughby of Tunbridge Philharmonic Society. The next concert, Tippett, A Child of Our Time and the Fauré Requiem, takes place this Saturday at Tunbridge School's Chapel of St. Augustine. I'm Marion Westrum for West Kent Radio.